Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Right now on Earwolf, Harvey Gann joins the Spanish Aqui Presents crew to talk about recycling to pay for his first improv class and how he found out he would play Guillermo in What We Do in the Shadows. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played a recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
The Improvised Musical Podcast. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna.
Give it up for Eric Gerson on the keys.
Thank you for coming here. We are... This is the first improvised musical ever done in this space. Can you believe it?
So for those of us, those of you and those of us who don't know what this is.
What are we doing?
So we are a podcast where we improvise a musical. So everything we say and sing and everything that Eric plays will be made up on the spot. So thank you for joining us if you had no idea what you were about to see. And thank you for joining us if you are wearing our merch.
By round of applause, who was brought here by a friend and doesn't know what's about to happen? Round of applause. I'm seeing a lot of hands go up. Which is fun, which is a fun sort of interpretation of a round of applause. Thank you. I know that improvised and musical are scary adjectives when put next to each other, but we will take care of you, we promise. To get started, we're just going to sort of like talk about stuff, but we just need a word, anything at all, from anyone. Freedom? Yeah. Good. Because this is America.
And we're at the Kennedy Center. We're in the Capitol. But it makes me nervous that we all laughed when he said it. okay, freedom.
You remember? Sure. So this is gonna seem like it's political, but it's gonna take a hard left turn. Don't worry. Remember when we were making like freedom fries because French fries were like not American enough?
Yes.
I wonder sometimes about how the what we call our food here. Like, how much of it, I mean, the answer is all of it. We have stolen from other people. The answer is all of, like, but, like, truly, like, American food creations, you know?
I think it's, yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty limited. I thought where you were going for a second is that, like, would I know what a French fry was if it wasn't called a French fry? Like, how we didn't see blue till we had a name for it?
No, yours is smart, mine is dumb.
No.
What you
or
just
this
thought
idea about that, how, like... language.
Conceptually, what is a French fry?
What is a French fry? If you called that an Ergenblatten, would I eat it? And would I love it? And if I paired it with ketchup, would it still taste the same?
Yes. Right?
No, because language does a lot to suggest our perception and enjoyment of things.
Right, okay, so like Chilean sea bass, right?
Right.
Chilean sea bass is a rebrand of a fish that looks so scary and gross. And it is not a bass at all. They call it Chilean sea bass. Like, if we call it Chilean sea bass, we can charge $20 for it.
And but I've fallen for
yeah,
it!
Yeah, it's really called the, like, something gross fish or whatever.
And lobster, famously rebranded from a poor person food to a rich person food.
Yeah, it used to be called dumpster.
I guess it was...
Now it's called
I guess
lobster.
It was always called a lobster. We cut to a dock.
Yeah. Hey, what's that?
Well, it looks like a big old bug, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure does. One of them undersea bugs.
Yeah, it looks like one of them undersea bugs.
But it's not a crab. I know what crabs look like, and that's not one.
And also, I feel like this guy wouldn't move side to side like a crab.
No, put him down. See what he does. Yeah, front to back. Stop that. Yeah.
What should we call this bug from the sea? What should we call him? He's looking at me. I like that he's spiny. I like that he has a shell. But what kind of secrets would this fellow tell?
Let's call him Pinchy Red Guy. Pinchy Red Guy. That is a good name for this.
Pinchy Red Guy. Pinchy Red Guy.
Because he's a pinchy red fish. I think we can do better than Pinchy Red Guy.
I'm also not even sure he is a fish.
Well, he came out of the ocean. What else comes out of the ocean that's not a fish? Oh, I guess a crab's not a fish.
Yeah, a whale's not a fish.
A whale's not a fish?
No.
Oh, I see a whale and say, look at that big old fish.
No. A whale is a mammal.
Oh, you're the smart one.
All right, let me see, let me take one more look. I can't think about seeing him in a book, and his eyes are beady and have no soul. I think that we should call him Foretold. Horrifying thing. Horrifying thing. A harbinger of bad things he brings. He's a horrifying thing.
Just so we can see what this guy's about, here's a crazy idea, let's put it in our mouths. That's just what you do with new things. You put it in your mouth and see what that brings.
This... Oh.
We should have cooked it first. Let's first cook it and then put it in our mouths again. Maybe it will be a tasty cooked friend. Let's just start a fire here on the docks. That's a good idea. Yep. All right, I cooked it real fast. Oh, this is real good.
Oh, this is real good.
It makes me go, nah. Like I eat it and I want to go,
nah.
How about you?
Makes me want to go like,
Whoa, like lom,
star,
lom,
star,
lom,
star.
Let's call it lobster,
lobster,
lobster.
Boy, would you consider that lobster?
Yeah.
And over here is where the original dock burned down. Whoa. 50 years ago. Not a lot of people think about a dock burning because it's on water, but a dock can burn. And 50 years ago, this dock burned away.
And then they built it again.
And then they built it
out of wood again.
But they got rid of the fire pits.
Mm. Yeah, I get it. Well, this is great. I mean, I think this would be... I don't know. The views are great. The gazebo over there is great. Yeah, I'm definitely interested in renting this dock for my wedding.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that. You know,
a historical tour guide, also do this, or should I be telling this to someone else?
No, you can talk to me. Yeah, no, you can talk to me.
Because I think, and I think my bride will agree, I am doing this without her. Is that a red flag?
I don't know. It depends on the reason why you're doing it without her. Is it
she
because
she doesn't want to be involved with it? She said, you take care of the planning. And I said, yes, 2019, I will plan this wedding. And then she went back to work.
And then, yeah, I think that's fine. Unless, did she say it like this? I don't want to be a part of this. I don't want to be a part of any
no,
of this.
No, oh God, no.
This, no. I don't want to be a part
Can
of this.
Can you stop it? I hate what, I'm sorry. I
as
didn't like
as
that.
As long as she didn't say that.
No, she didn't.
As long as it was like really just about a time situation and her like having a lot to do at work, I think that's like totally great.
Oh, yeah, no. She didn't say it like that. She said it like this. You take care of this. I don't want to deal with this, but I trust you and I love you. And then we kissed. I'm not going to show you that because that's private between me and Brittany, who I love very much, even though she works a lot at the Treasury. I don't know what she does, but it seems very important.
Okay. Well, yes. This is the island owned by my family, so I do tour it around. It's right in the middle of the Atlantic.
Sure is.
And it's got
the ocean here is warmer than the Pacific.
It's because of currents.
I don't know. You tell me.
I did.
Okay.
Because I'm a historical guide and I am the steward of this small island.
Thank God for the strong, smart women around me because honestly, without them, I don't have a clue what's going on.
Oh, that's really sweet. You know, there's a lot of fantastic things that have happened on this island.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. This is where a lobster was discovered 50 years ago.
Like...
In 1949,
the first lobster.
In 1969,
lobster.
What?
The first lobster or a lobster? I've discovered a lobster in the tank at Red Lobster, but I'm sure other things have happened here too. Right?
It was actually a different kind of lobster.
Oh.
Do you know about this?
No.
Deep in the water, there comes. It's true. Whose shell is blue, the blue lobster who shows us a different way to be. And the first place he was ever discovered was at this island in the middle of the sea.
So can I eat him at my wedding? I'd like to
eat him at your wedding.
I think my bride would like it. He seems super to have a blue lobster sitting right there. Can I
eat him at your wedding? Great question. No, you cannot. He hasn't been seen since 50 years ago. He's so very rare that if his face he decided to show, we'd have to stop the wedding, call everyone in. This is something magical that started to begin. And so you could not eat him. You couldn't dip it in butter. Say this clearly, I did not stutter.
Can you find
you cannot
him
eat him at
my
wedding. Can I find him?
Yeah, you find
him at your wedding. I feel like there's an important detail that you are forgetting. He's super rare, hasn't been seen in 50 years. Totally a magical appearance, it's clear.
It just seems like you're bringing him up and I'm learning about him right now.
Yes.
That seems like kind of kismet to me. I think I should eat him and how. So if you could maybe go find him, your deposit for this place is steep. It should at least come with you finding a magical lobster somewhere in the deep. So I can
eat him at your wedding.
A super rare creature I'll eat.
People for a wedding gift ask for dishes or some bedding.
I want to eat him. Eat the probably endangered creature. The very last one. I will eat him at my wedding.
No, you won't.
Okay.
But I will try to find him.
Brittany, how's the Treasury today?
Well, it's still deeply treasured.
Mm. Good. The moment a treasury is no longer treasured, what is it, you know?
It's hard to say. It's truly hard to say.
Can I just say this whole place would fall apart without you? You're the hardest working person in the treasury.
Well, thank
you. And I'm not going to make you enumerate the many specific things you do here because both you and I know them.
It's, well, sir, you know, I love what we do. And I love what I do.
I love what you do.
And I
love what I do even more.
And I love what we do together. And I love what everyone at the treasury does.
I love it.
A proud, storied history.
Here's what I love most. Waking up in the morning at the crack of dawn. Going into the closet, put my treasury pants on. Then I get in my current treasury car. It's clear for all to see. I drive to my job at the treasury.
I treasure the treasury. I treasure the treasury. Is it work? Oh no, it's a pleasure to me because I treasure the treasury.
Treasury doors, give everyone a treasury hello. They say, are you gonna do treasury things? I say, treasury, oh, you know. I go up to my treasury office. I put down a treasury book. I put on my treasury glasses and give the whole thing a treasury look.
Treasury.
We do actually have a treasure chest here. We have one literally, but aside from that,
I treasure the treasury.
Back to specific work. I'll see you later.
Aye, aye, sir. Grandpa,
what's that?
I was wondering if I...
Speak louder, I can't hear you.
I was wondering if I could borrow your old diving bell suit.
You want to borrow my old diving bell suit?
Yes, Grandpa.
The one I used to search for the Kraken?
Yes, Grandpa. Except I'm going to use it to try to find the blue lobster.
Child, you are the historian tasked with all things business on our private island here in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Uh-huh.
Which I have secured with the vast fortune I made when people invested in me to hunt the Kraken to its death. And I didn't do it, but I kept the money. A real producer's the musical situation. And you want to borrow my diving bell suit?
Yes, Grandpa.
What on earth for? Did you say, and I immediately forgot?
Uh-huh.
Say it one more time. I'm sorry. I was watching the news, and it's very stressful.
Yeah, you gotta do it in fits and starts.
I'm going to turn it off and look at Facebook. That will calm me down.
No, Grandpa. Grandpa, we live on a beautiful island in the middle of the sea surrounded by nature's wonders. You need to just take those information in small doses.
All right, I'll turn this off. Have you seen the flock of macaws we have around here?
Yeah.
What's your favorite one? I'm sorry, you came here to talk about something. You need the diving bell suit.
Grandpa, I'll give you any time you need, any time. I did have a question about borrowing the diving bell suit so that I could go on a search for the Blue Lobster.
Mm-hmm. Wait, no one's seen the Blue Lobster in years.
I know, Grandpa. That's why it's a little bit of a quest.
Oh, a quest! Yes, a quest!
No,
we will go on a mighty quest!
Oh, Grandpa.
Yes, we will do it together, you and I. Ooh, we'll have to get a second diving bell suit.
Yeah, that's immediately a problem.
Why?
Because we live on an island in the middle of the sea and shipments are really slow and they take a while.
Okay, well, one of us definitely has to go on this quest. So let's sort of go back and forth and maybe sort of list the pros and cons of you go on the quest or if I go on the quest.
You want me to make some points? Oh, quick, let me stack them. I could look for this, unlike how you didn't find the Kraken. You've been down there once, you've already had your chance. And for the last 3 weeks, you haven't been wearing pants.
These aren't pants?
Well, I guess in England they call underwear pants, and we are halfway in the middle, if you want to call them pants, it's hard to know which slang to do when you're in the middle of the pond.
Should you go adventure, or should I go adventure, or should you go adventure, or should I go adventure?
Should you go adventure, or should I go adventure, or should you go adventure, or should I go adventure?
Point for you, you've got something to prove. Point to me, I'm 102.
Point for
you,
me,
you have very good eyes.
Point for you,
me, I'm incredibly wise.
Point for me, I like the diving suit. Point for against you, it made you throw up.
Point for you, you're young as can be. Point for me, I'm afraid of the sea. Should I go adventure or should you?
No, hold on.
You should go. Definitely you should go. You should go. We were going through that list.
And
it should be you, yeah. Right? Yes, here's the diving bell suit. Yes, here it is. You take it, you go. I should tell you.
Yes, Grandpa?
It's got... Well, you know, I was about to say it's made for a man, but you have a man-shaped head. And I don't mean that as an insult. I mean that we, as human beings, have heads that are shaped the same.
Uh-huh. Grandpa, you're growing.
How was work today at the Treasury?
Oh, you know, just another amazing day.
Full of
treasured thoughts and treasured deeds.
I love it when you come home and tell me all the things that you do, but can we not do that today? Because I actually have some big news. I found a venue for us.
Oh my gosh, that's so amazing.
It's a private island out in the middle of the Atlantic owned by a kind of cantankerous old man who used to hunt the Kraken but didn't, but got money and kept it anyway.
Wow, a real producer situation.
Very much so. Very much so, but didn't go to jail at the end. So kind of like cut that part out.
Sure, because do they own this island? I mean, is he free of any sort of national law?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Apparently, if you own an island, it falls under maritime law, which apparently is not really the law at all. I don't know much about it.
Tell me
the
more.
The point is, it's got this beautiful long dock and this gazebo on one end, and I figure we could have, and when I say gazebo, you're picturing something small. It's big. It can easily accommodate all the people you want. Do you have a sort of, like, guest list? You haven't said who you want to come to this wedding.
Oh, you know, just, like, a few friends, you know.
Yeah.
Just, like, maybe, I guess I could ask, like, some of the people at work.
Yeah, Brittany, I need you to, like, name... I know you... I assume you have friends. I need to know what their names are.
Just a few friends, pals, who I've definitely been able to make the leap from work acquaintance to real friend, who would for sure go to a destination wedding in the middle of the ocean where they have to...
Yeah, close
...bring
friends.
In their own tents.
Oh, there's... No, there's...
There's lodging?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a very rich man.
I don't have anyone. I don't have anyone who would
think it was fun to go to a wedding that had so much work involved. Maybe if the wedding was local, and maybe if they could drive and didn't have to pay for a hotel, then yes, my list would thrive. But the suggestion of a destination makes me feel like my list is at none. No, I have no one. Is that too sad?
Sweetheart, we can move the wedding if you have people that can show up here. I don't need a big fancy wedding. I just need our loved ones near. If it was just a local wedding somewhere close by, I'm sure you can think of people that would come to that. That you are happy at this wedding, and if that means it's just us two, then that's the kind of wedding we can do. It's not too sad.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, let's do this one.
Just that.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe
we're going to elope to the island. It's
yeah,
fun.
That's very good.
It's good. It's good. Okay, you got the suit on? You've got it.
I am feeling good.
And you're in the water.
I am in the water.
And don't think of the horrible, horrible creatures that lurk beneath the deep. What I did. I get in the water and then I start thinking, I can't see in there at all. There's probably something real bad in there. Don't do that. Okay. So when you go in there, you stay focused on what you're trying to do. Catch a mystical creature.
Don't think about the Kraken, which lurks around every corner. The giant squid-like creature known for ripping ships in twain.
Grandpa, if the Kraken was really around every corner, don't you think you would have run into it?
Oh, dang. You're saying that because...
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit mackweldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's mackweldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Because the Kraken was so hard to find, that should sort of moderate how afraid I am of the Kraken at any given moment.
Yeah, that's right.
I could have left this island ages ago.
Wait, Grandpa, you're only on this island out of fear? I thought we were on this island out of great familial pride.
Oh, heck no, child. I don't love it here. I mean, I love it here, but I want to go other places, too. Have you seen some of the places there are?
I mean, not really. I'm the steward of this island.
What about Kansas City? Kansas City has barbecue. Nom, 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 Kansas City barbecue. Just to name a few. How about Las Vegas, Nevada? Las Vegas has gambling. If you want to lose a whole bunch of money, Las Vegas is just the thing.
No, 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 no. I have never been anywhere else. No, 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 no. I've never been anywhere else.
That's right. I forgot you were born on this island, and then your parents sailed away. And they were like, don't worry, we're definitely coming back someday. And they left a locket around your neck, and they kept one too. It was a real Annie the Musical situation that they did with you. But that's right,
no.
Never been to a Jamba Juice?
No.
Or a Subway Eat Fresh?
No.
You never been to a Best Buy where the buys are just the best? You never been to a Red Lobster or a Panera Bread? Or never seen a mortuary or a graveyard where they bury the dead?
No, 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 no. I have never left this island.
You should.
No.
You should leave this island. So take
that. When my mom and dad left this island, they never came back.
And I assumed it was the Kraken, which is why I hunt the Kraken.
Oh, I didn't know that.
My beef with the Kraken is very personal, but also very hypothetical.
Yeah, you've made a lot of assumptions about the Kraken, Grandpa. That he's everywhere, that he's responsible for your daughter's demise.
Look, I've learned it's easier to just decide that something is the enemy and go after it and not do a whole lot of research as to whether or not that thing is actually the enemy.
It's Grandpa. Easier,
but now you're saying that's probably a bad idea.
Grandpa, you're growing.
Yeah. I'm gonna go back in the house. Sorry, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I know you're not down here, so you can't see, but I'm glad we put this walkie-talkie and taped it to my chin.
Yes.
So you could hear me and taped the talk button down.
What do you see?
And then I have to nudge it off when I need to put the listen button
on.
Yes,
keep going down there. I'm still listening to you.
This sand is glowing. The water seems different somehow. Hello? Bubbles. But it's still a little too dark to see. Kraken?
You know me, child.
No! No! You're... Wow, you're real. And you can talk?
I can do so much more than just talk. Human flesh, child. Why is it that you speak my name with such bravery, not knowing the havoc that I have wrecked upon your world? Do you not know that I can rip a ship in twain? Do you not know that I can come up next to a submarine, pick it up, put it outside of the water, shake it around, be like, oh, look, you're not so hidden now, are you? Put it back in the water.
I didn't know that.
I have done that and more, for I am the Kraken.
Wow.
What do you seek under the ocean?
Flesh,
monkey child. I'm trying to think of what to describe you. Humans look so weird to me.
Well, I'm also... this isn't how I normally look. I'm kind of in a...
bubble thing. Bubbly suit girl.
I'm in an old-timey diving bell suit, so this isn't really even my form. But I seek, well, the blue lobster.
You seek Charlie?
Charlie?
Yes.
He has a name? There's only one?
The blue lobster?
Yeah.
The mythical creature who appears once every 60 or so years? Yes, he has a name. He is called Charlie.
Charlie. Well, yeah, that's who I seek.
Yeah, you just want, like, directions to Charlie's place?
Yeah.
Sure.
That'd be great.
Do you have something to write this down, or you just gotta remember
it? I don't. I'm in a diving bell suit, but I have a pretty good memory.
Do you see the kelp ahead of you?
The permanent kelp or the floating kelp?
Good question. The permanent kelp.
That makes more sense as a landmark.
Gonna wanna take a left at the permanent kelp, and then go until you see the part of the rock that is cut off underwater. It sort of looks like two backwards dolphins.
Okay. I take a left at the permanent kelp until I get to the two rocks that look like two dolphins.
Then go over those rocks and walk 50 leagues or so.
50 leagues?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't live around the island. He lives far, far away. You know, it might just be easier for me to take you. I happen to have a free day. Hold on, let me see. Hello?
Hi. Oh,
I haven't seen you before. Wait a minute. Are you... You're not one of those dock workers, are you?
No.
I heard of them. They pull lobsters apart and just bite into them without cooking or anything.
Which was crazy behavior for 1969. No, I'm not.
Am I needed here? I will go if I am not needed here.
No, I'm cool. Like, what are you doing?
I sort of have a free day, I guess.
What do you normally have?
What?
What do you normally have?
Normally I'm playing tag with a bunch of whales. We're in this, like, crazy game of tag that's been going on for decades.
No way. No way. I can't even believe that was based on a true story.
Yeah. No, it's real.
Cake.
That's what I was doing. I do that most days.
Cool.
My days are pretty free.
Does that have any effect on us? Does that do anything?
No, but counterpoint, global warming has a huge effect on us, so please stop it.
Yeah. I was just wondering. You're so huge, I was like, oh, I wonder if like a whale kraken tag game is like what currents are.
Are you familiar with the San Andreas earthquake?
The fault line?
No, the earthquake.
The one that's coming?
Oh, has that not happened yet? That one is me. I have a sort of non-linear view of time.
Sure, a real arrival situation.
A mythical creature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your language is a circle, so that your language implies your perception.
A real arrival situation,
yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Cool.
I'm going to go play tag.
Bye. Bye. Oh, gosh.
Love that guy. He's fun. He's a nice guy.
Charlie?
Oh, you know my name. Hi, I'm Charlie.
Hi, my name is Bethany, and I'm a steward of an island in the middle of the Atlantic. And I live there with just my grandfather and give wedding tours. And now I'm learning that maybe I don't need to be there all the time. But I came to find you because a really sweet groom like wants you as part of his wedding. He does want to eat you, but I'm not going to let that happen. I'm just going to make you like a symbol of love if you're down. But now that I say this out loud, like, why would you ever say yes?
Does seem like I don't really see a huge plus side for maybe getting eaten.
Yeah. I mean, no.
Oh, what the heck? Yeah, it means a lot to
him. Like, why do you normally come up to the surface?
Oh. I got a prescription I need to fill every 60 years.
For what?
What?
What is your prescription for?
It's embarrassing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just surprised it could last that long.
What?
That you could get one for 60 years.
Yeah. I've got a pharmacist who's not quote unquote an actual pharmacist. And he hooks me up with Vicodin. It's fine, I only take like one a week, but I need it every 60 years because the pressure of underwater pushes down on my shell, which is very, 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 very old. That's it.
Wow.
That's why.
Thanks. Do you want to come?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Wow, I promise you won't meet this kid,
be a symbol of love?
Yeah.
That'd be great for me. I'm not doing...
Well, you know, like, we told stories that you came up because it was, like, something magical was happening.
Shh, shh, shh.
What?
How much do you know? I don't know if you listened too close to that Vicodin story, but that's sort of a cover-up.
I mean, I listened closely, but, like, are you saying, like, there were clues in it?
No.
Okay, then you...
No, I'm saying, like, people always poke holes in it. It's like 60 years once a week.
Yeah,
the
math
doesn't
add
up.
I said that pretty quickly. I was like, what lasts for that long?
Oh, yeah, you did say that. I remember that now. No, yeah, there is a sort of magical event that has to take place every once in a while. Are you familiar with the Bermuda Triangle?
Sure.
Okay, so people sail into it and they disappear and they get sort of lost under the sea. And my job is to then go in there and find them and bring them back. But I can only do it once every 60 years.
Why?
So, like, if people... Why what?
Why can you only do it every 60 years?
It's like a magical portal. Those are just
the rules. I see.
So, I'm going to go in and then get, you know, as many people as I can find and then take them back out.
Can I go with you?
Heck yeah, you can.
Really?
Yeah, I usually do it alone. Are you kidding me?
I'll go with you.
Okay. I have to warn you, though. Super weird.
You're telling me...
me going with you, a lobster who's blue. To the Bermuda Triangle will be weird.
Yes.
You're telling me traveling south in the sea with a talking magic blue lobster might feel a little weird to me.
Take my claw, take the outside of my claw. We'll go on a magical journey. What is happening here? Just grab my claw. Travel through time and travel also through space. And now we're traveling underwater and also through time. You should see the look on your face. It's very weird.
Weird.
It's weird. And we're here.
We're here. That was weird. As someone who's lived on the same little rock in the sea for as long as I've known. Now you tell me I've traveled through time and space. All the things that I've been shown. I wish we could have stopped a little longer to say hi to Amelia Earhart. But now we're already here, so I guess it's time to do our part.
Now we've got to pick a person to bring back. Although because I have you. Actually, this has never happened before. I guess we can bring two.
So you see all these people here that are kind of standing around in this nebulous between space?
And we can only pick two?
You can pick two of them. Well, that's funny. Those ones have a necklace that look like yours.
Is this too sad? Is this too sad to leave these people behind? 'Cause I can only rescue my mom and my dad.
What?
Is this too
away from here?
Yes.
Thank you for getting us out of the Bermuda Triangle. It's super weird. Sorry, everyone else. Don't worry, they'll be fine. It's weird in the Bermuda Triangle, but it's actually a pretty good time.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, phew.
It's just like a bunch of friends suspended in animation for forever. We have crazy parties.
So it's not too sad.
Time to go.
Sweetheart, this is so beautiful, but...
We have to wait a little longer.
Well, there's no one here to marry us. I know that I said let's elope, but we should have had someone here to perform the ceremony.
Well, you said you didn't want anyone else here, and I was just doing what you said, and you're right, that was dumb of me.
No.
We do need another person.
No, you were doing a lot. I don't want to like come in the last second and be like,
you were doing so much more at the treasury. You were doing so many
things at the treasury. That reminds me, I did get you a wedding present.
Is it a ring?
What? We already got those.
Oh, yeah. Is it another ring?
I actually don't know what it is.
What?
Well, there's this crazy thing that happens as part of the treasury. You know this because it's in the Constitution, but once every 60 years, an employee of the treasury gets to take a treasury chest.
Whoa. You got to take something out of the treasury?
Yeah. We don't know how or why, but you take it out and another one appears.
Whoa.
So every 60 years, they get to give the old one away to an employee who's, you know, had exemplary work. This is not a brag moment about me. This is about you and the chest. I just needed to explain the backstory.
Oh, okay. And I can have whatever's in this?
Yeah.
And you don't know what's in this?
I don't know what's in it.
Huh. It's a scroll.
Oh.
It says, congratulations, you have been selected to be part of the longest running game of tag on planet Earth. Please get ready to meet your new friends, the Kraken and every blue whale.
Hello!
Happy wedding to you!
You must play a fun game of tag.
You
with
are
us.
A friend now. Now that we are your friends, we shall bear witness to your wedding. I, the Kraken, shall marry you.
And I, a blue whale, will bear witness. There is no destination too far I would not travel to see my dear friend wed.
Yes, new friend who plays tag. Let me flop myself up on this flip to you, new tag friend. What's your name?
Brian.
Do you, Brian, will you, Brian, wed you? What's your name?
Brittany.
Brittany. Do you take Brittany to be your lawful wedded life, but wife by this maritime law, which is the law of the sea?
I do.
And do you, Brittany, also those things?
I do.
I now pronounce you human flesh marriage people.
Wait.
Whoa. Wait. Oh my gosh. You're the historical tour guide. Oh, did you find the lobster?
Hi, I'm Charlie.
Oh my gosh, it talks. I don't want to eat it anymore.
You're growing. Hi, Brittany. I've heard a lot about you. He really did a lot thinking about you. I know. He's so sweet. Oh my gosh, this is beautiful. This lobster is blue. It's kind of magical.
Is someone getting married out here? I need you to go put on pants.
Grandpa.
What?
Grandpa, you were right. The Kraken really was...
The Kraken!
He was, like, everywhere, and he does tear up ships, but also, he also just plays tags with his friends.
Yes, my voice makes me seem scary, but really, I am your fun, squiggly, giant friend under the sea.
Oh, well, I guess it just goes to show you gotta meet people.
And who are these people? These are my parents. My mom's a little struck dumb right now. She's been in the Bermuda Triangle for a while.
Oh, yes. Hi. We're her parents. That's who we are. We've been in the Bermuda Triangle for a long time. Long story, but happy wedding.
Wow.
Well, it seems that today all came together in a roundabout sort of way. But hey, you're here with me, and I'm here with you. And that is all that matters, is that we have a love that's true.
You.
One of us is magical. Tell your friends, don't eat the blue lobster. You know what? No, don't eat any of the lobsters. They're my friends, but mostly me. Okay, bye.
Fair.
The lobster came and taught us the true meaning of love. Kinda, I guess he kinda just showed up and was glowing blue here up above.
I'll tell you what the lobster taught me, that it's true. There's so many things I don't know, but I know I love you. I didn't know the Kraken was real.
Unreal.
I didn't know lobsters could talk and feel. I didn't know the chess had a game of tag. I didn't know all the ways I could make it sad. There are so many things that I don't know, but I know that you.
you've just seen a fully realized production of Treasure the Lobster, of the musical. And as, you know, the Kennedy Center does so many good works here. We're part of the Reach Festival, so they've allowed us to put on this workshop production of Treasure the Lobster.
You just saw it fully realized with sets and costumes and all those
props.
People.
So what we'd love to do now, just to see, like, you know, hopefully one day Broadway. So we'd love to just hear, like, your feedback or questions you had for the writer, the producer, the composer, any of the actors, the wranglers of the animals. So if you have a question, we invite you to go ahead. Don't be shy.
Come down to this microphone. Yes, thank you. We have time for
a
couple.
In fact, we're going to invite out the whole team right now.
Let's give them a round of applause. Here they come.
The choreographer. The musical director.
Here they are. They're all here. Wow. Treasure the Lobster. What a joy to have here. Yes. What's your name and who's your question for?
Hi, my name is Eric, and I have a question for the scenic designer. So my question is, how did they allow you to have the tentacles of the Kraken reach into the audience and pick up some of them and flail them around?
That's an excellent question. Legally, it's sort of a gray area. When we put a sort of disclaimer on the poster that says interactive theater, and if you read the asterisk next to that, you'll see that it kind of refers you to another asterisk at the back of the program, which sort of releases us from any sort of legal obligation to your health or well-being over the course of the show. That said, we have had very few injuries and only several minor fractures over the course of the run, and the effect is really scary and really tight as hell, so I like it a lot. But yes, thank you so much for your question.
Thank you.
I have a question for the lyricist and the writer of the musical. As former Treasury employees yourself, I wonder how you avoided putting in all of the details about what you used to do at Treasury in the musical.
Thank you so much. Yes, hello. I wrote the lyrics of the musical, and I did used to work at the Treasury. And, well, you know, that Treasury life is that NDA life. So, you know, that's our truth. And I think that the spirit of the Treasury was really represented without a single specific.
Thank you so much for your question. Yes, right into the microphone, yes.
Yeah, my question is for the environmental consultant you had on the team. Like, you wove together so many essential environmental themes, and how did you bring together so many nonprofits to really support this musical?
It turns out that 501c3s are basically begging you to involve them in anything. So I sent a blast. I sent a blast email out, and I was like, hey, environmental 501c3s, you want in on this musical? They didn't even read it. They were just like, yes, 100%, we're in, we're doing it.
And
like,
now it has a very fun text chain now.
The text chain is so fun.
Sometimes I have to mute it. Sometimes I have to mute it, because it'll go on and on.
But yeah, it's got a good name.
501c, you there.
Thank you for your question.
All right, this is a question for the producers and for the casting director. How did you convince Sir Anthony Hopkins to play the Kraken?
I'll speak to that. Hello, Sir Anthony Hopkins here.
Sir Anthony, hello. Ladies and gentlemen, a living legend.
You may know me from my most famous role, Old Zorro in Zorro. I've been really chasing that Zorro vibe ever since. And something about this script, just the adventure of it, it made me think, I don't want to do Westworld anymore. I want to do an adventure where I get to be the hero. And then I read the script and found out that I was the old man and was a little bit disappointed. But I'm hoping there will be a sequel musical where the old man goes out and he has a sword and it basically will do Zorro again. Is what I would like. But I've really enjoyed working with everyone.
Well, we did double cast you as the Kraken.
Yes, as the old man. And that was what you said. Yes, the Kraken. I also played the Kraken. Sometimes I get so caught up in thinking of my favorite job, Zorro, that everything else goes out the window. Yes, I also get to do the Kraken, and that's fun because tentacles are basically just big wiggly swords.
Hi. I had a marketing and finance question. So I was doing research for the beginning of your guys' shows, and I was looking into, you know, when you dumped water on people or when you flew them out to the island. I was just wondering, what was the initial, price range for the show?
Okay, so we had this, like, really incredible idea where we had a bunch of people on the same day make their photos just a block of orange. And we thought, we're going to bring them out into
an... On Instagram and Twitch, just all the socials.
On socials. And we said, we're going to bring them out into the middle of this island, and we're going to dump a bunch of water on them, and then people are going to go see a small regional musical.
And guess what? It worked.
They did. We might only have time for one or two more.
For a couple more, but yes, thank you.
Hi, my name is David. I had a question for the costume designer. I thought it was really interesting that the Kraken was a different color in each scene that the Kraken appeared in. How did you pull all that off?
Thank you so much for seeing that. Here's how I felt. What is the Kraken if not a mood ring?
Thank you so much. Thank you. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to offer my condolences for the untimely death of the beloved cast member that played the grandfather for the first half
the
of the run.
And
yes, thank you.
And I'm going to stop you right now. Oh. This is too sad. No, I'm sorry. What's your question?
Well, I mean, many of us were just wondering. There were very mysterious circumstances that were never revealed to the public, so we were just curious.
Well, we're really hoping that it is resolved in the next 60 years and perhaps a Bermuda Triangle situation. And we are hoping that, in fact, it wasn't the tech rehearsal with the Kraken arms. We're really holding out hope that, he's going to make his way back to the theater.
Yes, we hope so a lot. But until then, Anthony Hopkins has done a wonderful job filling in for him. He has suggested some other sort of like added songs that we could maybe add that we haven't put in yet. I think now is a wonderful time to try one of them, though.
Yes, so this is actually, this is a song that was originally written for the Kraken. Yes?
Yes.
No? Around the Kraken?
Yes. This is a song for the Kraken. Okay. This is Anthony Hopkins had an idea for the song for the Kraken, and we let him do this
one. Right.
Hello, younger, smaller Kraken. Let me take you under my wing. We two Krakens together will do just the thing.
Yes, I thank you, and you know that I'm up for the task. But can I ask you, why do we have to wear a mask?
The Krakens will go to Mexico.
The Krakens will go to Mexico.
Going to Mexico with swords, that's what we'll do. Two Krakens, Zorro too. I'll swing on a banister to save people in need, and you'll be right beside me, learning my brave deeds.
Everything you teach me, I love what you know. And have I told you yet, my name is Antonio.
Two Krakens will go to Mexico. That Zorro 2 was lacking. It had a bunch of people. It didn't have any Krakens.
We will go to Mexico.
Two Krakens will go to Mexico. Swinging on chandeliers over people down below. That is what we'll do. As
Zorro 2.
listen to it. It's where podcasts are. It's called Off Book the Improvised Musical. We have some merch up front. Oh, yeah, it's called that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming. See you later.